NPR.
Okay, class, break out your pencils, pull up a new Word doc. As you know, here on The Indicator, we love an econ vocab lesson. And today's lesson is about the many versions of inflation. As we've all been painfully aware for years now, inflation means prices going up, up, up. Simple, right?
And deflation means down, down, down.
Welcome, Professor Drew Hawkins from the Gulf States Newsroom.
I am absolutely not at all a professor, but I can help us out with some inflation vocab.
Okay, so if inflation means prices going up,
and deflation means prices going down,
then disinflation is a bit more complicated.
Right. So basically, disinflation means prices are going up, just not as fast as they were a year ago.
So instead of up, 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 it's more like up. And that's what we have right now, disinflation. And you know, this makes the Fed happy. It means they are getting closer to their target of 2% inflation.
Right. But if you're a consumer shopping in the grocery aisle, disinflation means you're still seeing the prices of things going up.
And to make things more complicated, how much those prices are going up or down can depend on where you live.
Or what you're cooking.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Waylon Wong.
And I'm Drew Hawkins with the Gulf States Newsroom, a family of public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. On today's show, a look at what disinflation feels like in 2024 as we go on a shopping trip in my hometown of New Orleans.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
If you want a measure of disinflation that will take you from one end of the grocery store to the other, look no further than the gumbo pot.
Ooh, my stomach just rumbled.
It's a classic Louisiana soup dish, and it's made with a ton of different ingredients from all across the region. That makes it a great way to look at how some of those ingredients' prices have changed.
Oh, sounds like we're going shopping.
Or, as we say in New Orleans, making groceries. And our gumbo chef slash guide today is Bunny Young.
I'm Bunny. We hug in New Orleans. Hi.
Bunny's a home chef who does catering and pop-ups around the city. And when I met up with her, she was absolutely decked out head to toe in crawfish red, from her Crocs to her dangling crawfish earrings.
Great. Y'all ready?
Cool. All right, we're following your lead.
All right, okay.
You're in charge.
Okay. First up, an absolute must for any gumbo.
I want to have the best smoked sausage, regular smoked sausage, and I use their andouille smoked sausage.
Ooh, I bet you can get much nicer andouille sausage down there than what I can get here in the Midwest.
Oh, for sure. I hate to rub it in, but that's probably true. It's the smoked sausage of Louisiana, and it's crucial for things like jambalaya, red beans and rice, and, of course, gumbo.
So normally, when you're checking on price changes on individual goods, you would go to the Consumer Price Index, the CPI put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
But there are a lot of very specific ingredients that you just can't really look up in the CPI, like andouille. But andouille is made with pork. And now pork is up 18% over what it was 3 years ago. But this past year, the price has been basically flat.
But that's not what we're seeing in Bunny's Gumbo Index. Let's call it the BGI.
Look, these are $6.50 each. I can remember they were like maybe, I'd say $5 this time last year.
In the BGI, the price of andouille has actually gone up. And that's not the only ingredient that's still up there.
Now we're going to get the stuff that we need to make the roux.
A roux is basically just flour and fats, and it's what forms the base of the gumbo. The price of flour shot up significantly a couple years ago, and it's still going up right now, year over year, just not nearly as much.
So that is your classic example of disinflation.
It's also an example of how that disinflation is uneven. Flour prices are rising a lot faster here than they are nationally, nearly 7%.
Okay, so more regional disinflation variation. Now, like flour, the CPI reports a lot of variations in food inflation across the country. The price of romaine lettuce is actually dropping a lot faster in the Midwest, while in the Northeast, potato chips are going up faster than the rest of the U.S.
And the difference in rent and labor across the country can explain some of that. Those costs get passed down to consumers through higher prices. And looking beyond food, housing costs is the major driver for differences between regions.
And when it comes to food, shipping costs vary depending on where you live. That explains some pricing differences, especially when it comes to perishable foods.
And speaking of perishable foods, our gumbo now needs some vegetables. In New Orleans, we call them our holy trinity. You've got your onions, your celery, and some green bell peppers. And here we've got some good news. According to the National Index, fresh veggies are actually 3% cheaper at the end of the year compared to 2022.
Okay, so now we're not even talking about disinflation. This is deflation.
But yet again, New Orleans is not seeing the same thing as what's reported nationally.
2 for 89 cents. Yeah. This is expensive in today's culture. It's very expensive.
And in the South, people here, more than anywhere else in the country, blame their own financial hardship on rising prices like these.
Right. Price increases are still higher here than the rest of the country. And sure, a lot of Bunny's price comparisons to last year have been by memory, but she did show us the receipts to back up this bell pepper bump. And yeah, the price she's been paying has gone up, something like 14%. And that's a huge difference from the drop in prices for all vegetables in the national CPI.
So we all know we're watching these prices, and that's just what it is. And I can tell you that that list is not what's happening. That was the government website. That's not what's happening.
To understand what's happening, we called up Ben Meadows. He's an economist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He says one of the major jobs of the CPI is to be this national tracker of inflation by looking at an average basket of goods, which may miss things like a spike in gumbo essentials like green bell peppers.
I mean, think about it, right? You're trying to get a basket of goods that represents a shopper in Seattle, New Orleans, New York, and Nashville all at the same time. Like, it's a really hard job.
Now, the CPI does look at specific regions, too, like New England and the Bay Area. And it does weigh goods differently for each area based on people's budgets. Housing is weighted more heavily in the South than, say, the Midwest. That, combined with home prices and rent rising faster in the South, explains why prices overall are still going up faster in the South.
Okay. So after picking up a few more things, some fresh crab, shrimp, and a ton of seasoning, we headed back to Bunny Young's kitchen, where she turned our basket of indicators into actual gumbo.
Sizzle, sizzle.
And after several hours of chopping, browning, boiling, simmering, and being tortured by that incredible smell, we finally got to the most important test, the taste test.
Is that it?
Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. That is it. That is so good.
I am very jealous of this whole experience you got to have. I'm very hungry now.
I am so sorry. It was so good. And for the final part of Bunny's gumbo index, the actual cost of the gumbo, she says she's actually had to up her prices from 10 to 15 bucks a pop. So we're talking about a 50% jump here. She sells her gumbo by the quart, and she also says her customers are asking for smaller, cheaper portions now.
But they are still buying it. They still want it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just like me, they're still eating it up.
Of course, getting a more specific picture of disinflation might mean checking out a few more regional indexes beyond gumbo.
Oh, like the Kansas City Barbecue Indicator or the New England Clam Chowder Index, right?
Oh, I'll do a national crawl if necessary. I will eat all the things. For all the regional variation, overall, prices still follow the same trends of up and down across the country, meaning this period of disinflation going into the new year is still broadly happening most places, even if shoppers aren't feeling it.
And our economist, Ben Meadows, worries they might not feel it in this new year either, but for different reasons. He says we might witness the return of capital I inflation if tensions across the world continue to escalate.
Right. There's more to prices than regional variation. There's also international geopolitics. And with major conflicts in both Europe and the Middle East, the global economy could come under a lot of pressure in the coming year. This episode was produced by Stephen Bisaja and Corey Bridges, with engineering by Valentina Rodriguez-Sanchez. It was fact-checked by Sarah Juarez. Kicking Cannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast On Investing. Each week, hosts Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist, and Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, along with their guests, analyze economic developments and bring context to conversations around stocks, fixed income, the economy, and more. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.